This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate are expected to block the advancement of a major voting rights bill under discussion this hour. The Senate's top Democrat, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, has set a procedural vote for the For the People Act, but 60 votes are required to advance the bill for debate. All 50 Republicans in the 100-seat Senate have announced they oppose the measure. The bill, which passed the Democrat-majority House in March, would make it easier for people to register to vote, require states to hold at least 15 days of early voting, and allow people to cast absentee ballots without giving a reason. It would also put the redrawing of congressional districts into the hands of nonpartisan commissions, taking that power away from partisan-controlled state legislatures. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election that saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the bill is an attempt by Democrats to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor. The U.S. Department of Justice announced Tuesday that it's creating 5 strike forces to combat illegal gun trafficking in the United States. The strike forces will target what the DOJ calls significant gun trafficking corridors, including New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, this in the hopes of reducing violent crime. The announcement comes as President Joe Biden is set to talk about rising shootings and other violent crime around the country during a Wednesday speech. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.